Relegators, mount up. Welcome back to the Relegators podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud Carl go over top tier English soccer relegation promotion. Carl, how was your week?
Oh, it was great. So I got a new job. Have you seen that show Ice Road Truckers?
No, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, so I got a job as one of the Ice Road Truckers. I'm in training. I've crashed a couple of trucks off cliffs. I've survived all the crashes, but they're starting to question my ability to ice road truck. So it's in limbo, but I'm still trying my best. What about you?
Oh yeah, just same old, work in bars and staying out way too late and partying hard.
Yeah, you meet any nice bar flies?
No, not
No.
even a little bit.
Yeah,
Nope.
are you just friends with the bartenders?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I mean, that's not terrible.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
You know, some of those bartenders can be pretty friendly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, shit, man.
They like their tips.
They like their tips. Yes, they do. What do you got for us today?
All right, let's get started. We're going to go over last week's championship action. We had a double fixture, so we're going to start Tuesday at Aston Gate, where Bristol City hosted Blackburn Rovers. We got Carl's favorite bird's eye view for this one in the highlight package. Only one goal in this one, the 45+5 Rovers. Ryoya Morishita cuts down the right side and crosses to Yuki Ohashi, who puts it in for the 1-0 victory.
Yeah, not too much to say about this one, but is Bristol fading?
It looks like it.
Dude, like I thought they were going to be around like they were last year, but now I don't know. Like,
No.
I mean, losing to Blackburn 1-0 at home, not scoring a goal. I mean, that is not a good sign. I mean, the possession was even. Shots. Blackburn had 16. Bristol City had 12, so that's not terrible. But Blackburn had 0 shots on target. Bristol City had 0 shots on target. Blackburn had 5.
Yeah.
And more touches in the box for Blackburn. Just not looking good for Bristol right now. They're on a bad run.
Yep, I agree. It'll be interesting what happens. But let's move to the next game. We go to Chasm Stadium, where Oxford hosted your Stoke City, Carl. In the 10th minute, Stoke are pressing, and Divin Mumbama's initial shot is saved, but Lewis Baker puts in the rebound, going up 1-0. In the 32nd minute, Potter's Stephen Nanzi smashes home Lewis Baker's corner for a 2-0 lead. And in the 4th minute, Stoke are pressing again, and Baker smashes in his own rebound for the 3-0 victory.
I'm so sorry we had to do that to the Bulls. That is unfortunate, but it had to be done. Our goalie, Victor Johansson, is going to get killed. Like, he just keeps taking these shots, and he keeps getting hurt, but he stays in the game. I'm worried about his health. I just hope that he feels better and can keep hanging in there. Because he is one of our best players. Junior Chamadou had another great run that led to a goal. We scored three. Yeah, and yes, I don't care what the fuck people say. I say we when I'm talking about our team. I know I don't play for them, but I say we. So shut the fuck up if you disagree with that. But yeah, solid win for Stoke. And yeah, just a nice match that happened. You know what else, Phil?
What?
I got another nice challenge for you.
Oh, is it time?
It's time to name that TV channel. I'm your host, Pat Sajak. This is the game where we ask the contestant to name the team-operated TV channel of a British soccer team. Tonight's contestant is Phil. Say hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
You dick. Now, Phil, backstage, you told me you own a menagerie of exotic birds, macaws, parrots, cockatoos, shit like that. What is it that draws you to these birds? Is there any sort of sexual fascination?
No, they're just the only friends I can afford. They'll talk back to me.
Is it cleaning up their shit? Is that a issue or is it pretty easy?
Now you just line the bottom with newspaper.
Ah, newspaper. Yes, the old newspaper routine. Ah, very good, Phil. All right. So, as always, there's a lot on the line tonight. If Phil can answer correctly in tonight's bonus round, he will win an Amway beginner's box. It will have a choice selection of premium Amway products. So, Phil, that means you will have the opportunity to become your own boss and part of the Amway network marketing family. How does that sound?
Oh yeah, sounds great.
All
I
right,
get
Phil,
to
I
use
hope.
this stuff and try it instead of try to hawk it.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that you'll sell it because you're beneath me, and that'll mean more money for me. But we'll see what happens. First, you gotta name that TV channel. All right. So tonight's TV channel is Stoke City.
This one's gonna be Stoke Pass.
Wow, you went off the reservation there. That is incorrect. I'm sorry. It is Stoke City Plus.
Oh, plus. See, I always forget about the plus.
Yeah. So I'm your host, Pat Sajak. And all you folks at home, remember, if you can't come in her,
Go Otter!
thank you and good night.
All right, thanks, Pat.
Welcome.
Let's move to the next game. We go to King Power Stadium, where Leicester City hosts Middlesbrough in the 45 plus 3. Leicester are pressing, and Middlesbrough's Hayden Hackney sticks his arm out and makes contact with the ball in the box, and Leicester is awarded the penalty, in which Jordan Ayew knocks in for the 1-0 lead. In the 90th minute, Middlesbrough Alfie Jones denies Steffi Mavadidi a goal-scoring opportunity and is shown a red card. And in the 90 plus 6, Leicester fans whistling for the referee to end the game. Middlesbrough's Callum Britton sends a long prayer into the box where Luke Ayling heads it home. Miracle draw for Middlesbrough in this one. What do you say, Carl?
Yep. I mean, my notes, yeah, the Hackney handball, which I thought was a good call. Someone named Whitaker had a bender just over the bar. Begovic, the goalie for I think Leicester, saved the day, or so I thought. And then I thought that that was going to be what was going to decide it for Leicester. And then, yeah, Luke Ayling just saved him. With the header. So I mean, big point for Middlesbrough. That could make a big difference in this.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure. I mean, Lester drops 2 points with that. I'm sure those fans were pissed.
I mean, Leicester is, I think, a little bit below Burrow in the table, and that could have made a huge change for them
Well,
if
and
they.
you talked about Bristol earlier. Leicester's kind of fading right now, too.
Yeah, Leicester, I mean, I think I picked them for promotion as one of my three teams, and yeah, might not be doing too good on my by picks for that, so oh well.
All right, Carl, let's move to the next game. We go to St. Andrews, where Birmingham hosted Millwall in the 28th minute. Birmingham are pressing, and Patrick Roberts sends a long cross to Paik Sung-ho, who absolutely blisters the ball past the keeper to go up 1-0. In the 45th minute, Birmingham are pressing again, and some very nice passing finds Demarai Gray, who has an easy goal to go in front 2-0. In the 49th minute, Millwall can't clear the ball from the defensive end, and the ball finds Alex Cochrane alone at the top of the box, and he rockets one past the goalkeeper's head for the 3-0 lead. And finally, in the 66th minute, more nice passing from Birmingham finds them in the attacking third when Jay Stansfield sneaks through the bricks D and beats the keeper 1-on-1. 4-0 victory for Birmingham in this one.
Yeah, just complete domination. I think we were kind of waiting on Birmingham to break out. I wasn't expecting it to be against Millwall, who has played well. But yeah, at the beginning it was really foggy. I could barely see
Yeah.
what was going on. And then it kind of cleared up a little bit. Yeah, Cochrane shot from the top of the box. That was a rocket. Demarai Gray. Can you tell me he scored a goal for Birmingham?
Right, for Birmingham, the second goal.
Can you tell me what not his nationalist national not his
Nationality.
nationality? Yes, thank you. I forgot how to speak English there for a second. Not his nationality, but can you tell me what national team he plays for?
France.
That is incorrect. Demarai Gray plays for Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. But
That's
yeah,
not his nationality.
he's from was born in Britain. You know how it is. Those dual nationals.
Well, they get their choice, but they can only
Well,
switch once, right?
yeah, and if there's only so many people that are good enough to play for the England team.
Right.
So
You
it's
know
like,
you're going to get some playing time and playing for Jamaica.
yeah, he's one of those talented but not quite talented enough to play for England. But yeah, Birmingham, they finally showed us what the pundits predicted.
Yeah, they were slight favorites in this one, -105 going into it. So
Yeah, but
the
before
bookmakers
nil.
thought they were gonna, I agree. That's a shock.
Yeah, you
But
know.
didn't Millwall have the big loss against Coventry, the 7-1 loss?
I think that was the Park Rangers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say maybe a couple big losses for Millwall in there, but yeah, this one was big.
Yeah, I mean, nice win for Birmingham. This might boost them to this might give them some momentum to make a drive for the top three or top six or whatever.
Yeah, and this is, Tom Brady's team pumping a lot of money in there, trying to get that second city magic going.
Yeah, I think he want to check those soccer balls. They might have let a little air out of them.
Seems like his MO.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. Next game, let's go to CBS Arena, where Coventry hosted Sheffield United. In the 25th minute, shockingly, Sheffield United go from corner deflection to volleyed into the top corner by Sam McCollum, and they are up 1-0 on the table leaders, but in the 49th minute, Coventry have a long throw that drops into no man's land, where Tatsuhiro Sakamoto finds it and sends it home, squaring it at one. In the 60th minute, the Sky Blues have a corner that Bobby Thomas fights for and heads in to go up 2-1. And in the 90 plus 5, Coventry playing with their food now as Haji Wright and Brandon Thomas Asante have a 2-on-1 with just the goalkeeper, and Thomas Asante taps it in. 3-0 victory for Coventry.
Playing with their food, I like that. That's a good quote. It's clever, Phil. Yeah, Sheffield got the goal off the corner, and then on the Sakamoto goal, the two Sheffield United defenders fell down, and that that cleared the space for Sakamoto to score. What do you think about Sakamoto?
Good player. I mean, he's had a few goals this season for Coventry, so I definitely recognize that, but I think Thomas Asante and Haji Wright have been stealing a lot of the glory there. They're crushing it for Coventry. So, but yeah, solid midfielder.
Okay, I was just checking to see if you're one of those white people that fetishizes Japanese people, and it appears you're not, so we're good. Yeah, no, Thomas Asante, I mean, I think that's goal number 10 for him.
Yeah, 9 or 10, something like that.
Yeah, so yeah, their Coventry seems like they're cruising right now. Yeah, they took care of business like they should have against a apparently shitty Sheffield United side, which I didn't expect, but I think it's kind of set in stone now. Sheffield United sucks.
Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah, they've had some bad losses. They had a horrible losing streak to start the campaign. So, yeah. I think they've officially dug themselves a hole that they can't get out of. They're just hoping to get out of relegation right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, promotion is probably out of the question at this
Yeah,
point.
I don't. It'd be a miracle for them to even make a playoff spot at this point, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, just from
Yeah,
that.
I'm pretty sure I had them preseason picks. Yeah, definitely had them plus 200 to get promoted and kiss that
Yeah.
money goodbye.
Yeah, I had both Sheffields to get promoted. Yeah, jeez. It's just rough.
No, you didn't, but that's all right. All right, Carl, next game, let's go. What did we watch? Oh, that's right. Next game, we're going Wednesday to Deepdale, where Preston North End or the Spud Bros. Host Swansea. In the 8th minute, Swansea can't clear the ball, and Thierry Small comes into the picture and demolishes one top corner, putting Preston up 1-0. In the 49th minute, Preston clear the ball into the Swans' third, and Muleton Osmacic out muscles the D and flicks one past the keeper to go up 2-0. In the 80th minute, Swansea's Eom Ji-sung plays the ball on the left side and sends in a nasty bender past the keeper for the goal, but it wasn't enough as Preston beat Swans 2-1 in this one, Carl.
Let's hear it for the Spud Bros.
Spud Bros, still going.
Yeah, not too bad. They're climbing up. I wasn't expecting it, but here we are. Thierry Small is now my favorite non-Stoke City player. I said this like probably a month ago. I said this guy looks good, and he keeps doing these amazing things. And that shot that he had was brilliant.
Yeah, and he blistered it too.
So this guy is going to be making the cash soon. I can smell it. There was a penalty no call on a kick that was called no penalty. Do you remember
No, remind
that?
me.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember either. I just had that
Okay,
in my
yeah.
notes. So we'll just go
I
ahead and
didn't put it in my notes. The notes I have, I asked if Carl saw the Spuds mascot. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It's a duck. Can you guess the duck's name?
Well, I'm gonna assume it's not Puddles. I'm gonna say Presti.
The Deepdale Duck. Yeah, I got a kick out
Okay. All right, Deep Dale Duck. Here we go.
that. I'm gonna start. Yeah, I'm gonna have my game now, and I'm gonna start bringing up mascots, and I need you to name them.
fucking bomb away. I'm ready to play that game. The Preston goalie Everson did have a nice save with his foot on one shot, which helped save the game.
Yeah, was that the breakaway? I had that Osmacic got a breakaway saved.
No, it was Swans had a shot, and the Preston goalie saved it with his foot, I'm pretty
Oh.
sure. So now a question for you is, when you're lining up for a free kick that is within scoring distance, sometimes they'll have two guys line up above the ball, like looking like they're gonna kick it.
Right.
Now, who chooses who's gonna kick it? Does that come from the sidelines, or do the players like communicate with each other and be like, "Yo, it's gonna be me, it's gonna be you"? Because like, we'll have one guy run past and fake it, and then they'll have
Yeah.
one guy shoot. Like, who do you think chooses that?
To the best of my knowledge, it's the players. I know for like penalties, the coach has his designated players that he wants taking penalties, but they can like switch it up on the pitch if they decide. But I think those free kicks, I think the players are trying to figure out who's taking it.
Oh man, if I was on the pitch, I'd be like, "Nope, it's me."
Always
Like
just
you fake it. You're faking it. I'm kicking it every time.
Yeah.
And if he kicked it, we'd fight on the field.
Only other note I had shortly after this game, Zmacic got banned 9 games for his infamous racial abuse.
Oh. Wow, that took a long time.
Yep.
So
Sounds like he had
they
like a.
finally dropped the hammer.
Yep.
I'm assuming he's from some Eastern European country. It's probably like normal for them. So he's probably like, "What did I do? What did I
Yeah,
do?
but.
I said N-word. Who cares?"
Yeah.
Oh, before we move on, they said,
Montenegro.
yeah, there we go. So that's like south. I don't even know where that is. I don't even think that's a real country. It sounds made up. It's got Negro in the name. Can you be more sensitive to natures of the Negroes? Also, the announcer said at the end of the match, Preston had now 3 wins on the trot, which is different than on the spin.
Right.
So they got a lot of different little nicknames for winning streaks, apparently.
Right, Carl. Next game, we're gonna start the weekend fixtures. We go Friday to Vicarage Road, where Watford hosted Bristol City. In the 6 minute, Watford's Mark Bolla plays the ultimate price when it looks like he hurt his hamstring, scoring on a nice pass from Imran Louza. He did not come out of the game, though, so Watford was up 1-0. In the 29th minute, Robbins squat, wow. Scott Twine puts a perfect free kick into the back of the net, and this game would end in the 1-1 draw.
Great long ball from Luza to Bola, even though he got hurt. That was a great goal, I thought.
Yep.
Scott Twine, he's pretty much Bristol City's guy, I think.
Yeah, and it was an impressive kick.
Yeah. And Bristol City's goalkeeper, Vitek, had some nice saves to keep them level. Watford dominated possession, 63%. 16 shots, 10 on target, and they only
Yep.
scored one goal.
Just peppered him.
So good job on VTech for saving that game for Bristol because they needed it. They
Yep.
needed a point. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought that Watford looked good. Bristol, like you said, kind of sliding, didn't really look great. I think they're lucky to escape with the point. Yeah.
Did you see our Harry the Hornet?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. I was expecting to see him when they scored their goal, but he was nowhere to
He's
be
always
seen.
there. He's always there to high five the players.
Yeah, he's always there to celebrate with them. I don't know where he was. I was really sad. I was like, I put out an APB to the Watford police. I'm like, where's Harry the Hornet? Is he okay? Or I'm assuming he's a he they.
He they.
Harry the Hornet is transitioning.
I did see on Reddit, so I don't know if it's real, but it was like some fourth tier English soccer, like the mascot had to be escorted off because it looked like he was pretty fucking drunk. Like,
Oh my God, I gotta see this. I gotta read this.
yeah, but it was pretty funny. But yeah, I didn't have time to verify it, but it was good.
No, man. Like, if I was a mascot, I'd be fucking drunk all the time. Wouldn't matter.
Fourth division fucking English
Fourth
soccer.
division mascot. Are you getting paid like
Yeah.
$50 a game? Like, who cares?
Right, Carl, let's move Saturday to the Den, where the Millwall Bricks hosted Preston North End. In the 15th minute, Bricks' Camille Negley makes the slowest pass back to his goalkeeper, and Preston's Michael Smith intercepts and flicks the ball over the keeper for the 1-0 lead. Not to be outdone, in the 36th minute, Preston's goalkeeper Daniel Iverson totally whiffs on a pass back to him, and Millwall's Mihailo Ivanovic is right there to tap the ball in for the goal. This game ends in a 1-1 draw with two of the worst goals I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's my notes. I had two top teams when I started the notes, and then these two goals were just horrific.
Oh yeah.
The back pass, I was just like, what? Like, bro, like, no. Oh boy, it's done.
I
And
thought
then
it was a pass at first, and then like I had to keep going back in the highlights to kind of see who the players were, and I realized, no, that's a different jersey pa passing that ball back to him. That guy was trying to pass back to his keeper. What the fuck was that?
yeah, he totally, I mean, he fucked it up
Yeah.
completely. Like there's no explanation for it. Like that was just a terrible, terrible, terrible pass. Like they had no chance of reaching the goalkeeper. And then the Preston keeper, who I just I think I might have complimented him. But oh no, that was the Bristol keeper, so never mind. So no compliments for you, Preston keeper. That miss, that whiff was hilarious. That's one of those where you're laying in bed at night with your wife, and you wake up in a cold sweat, and your wife's like, "Honey, what's wrong?" He's like, "Ah, I just thought about the whiff again."
No, that's one of those where you're never allowed to watch a football bloopers show for the rest of your life because you know somewhere in there is gonna be that fucking clip.
What the hell's that guy's name? Let's see. Iverson, yes. Oh,
Yeah.
I think I did compliment him earlier. He's gonna, every time he Google searches his name or YouTube searches his name, like that's gonna come up, so it's ruined.
Oh yeah,
He's gotta
big
ch
time.
change your name to I don't know. Dominic
Move
Hasek.
out, yeah, move out, move out of the fucking country. You're done.
That's the that that was the most hilarious draw I've ever seen.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to the Bet365 Stadium where Stoke City hosted Coventry. A big time match in this one. I didn't get my picks from you this week. I didn't get them to you in time, and therefore I didn't get a response from you to get the picks in. But I did put $100 on Stoke. Draw no bet in this one. In the 86-minute, Coventry are pressing, and the ball gets sent into the box. And Ephraim Mason-Clarke has an amazing sidekick volley that missiles into the net. Carl, this one ends 1-0 in favor of Coventry.
I would have been so happy with a draw. Like Stoke, Coventry was probably the better team in this match.
Yeah.
You know, they had 17 shots to Stoke's 10. They had 3 shots on target. Stoke only had two. But I mean, all in all, Stoke held their own against what I feel is the best team in the league. I wish they would have gone the full 90 at nil nil.
Well, I know it was an impressive goal too. It wasn't a fluke.
I'm disappointed. I thought we had at least a draw, at least a point in our pocket. And then 86 minute, doomsday happens. If we're gonna lose to a team, even though it's at home, like you don't want to lose at home ever, but you don't lose ever, but especially at home.
Yeah.
If we're gonna lose, then let's lose to Coventry City. I mean, a team that's probably gonna
Yeah,
be at the
top of the
top.
table.
If we can compete for second, I'm happy with that. I'm not expecting first at this point. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and if you're gonna lose, make sure you're losing to the good teams, you know, like you
Yeah.
just, you know, and 1-0, yeah. It's sucks. Home loss. Could have used a draw there, but yeah, you're still in good shape, and it is to the top of the table team. So,
Yeah. I am also enjoying Frank Lampard's bald spot. It makes me feel good as a bald man to
yeah, you love misery loves company.
Crabs in a bucket.
All right, Carl, let's. I lost my spot. There we go. Let's move to Riverside Stadium, where Middlesbrough hosted Birmingham in the 17th minute. Middlesbrough have a corner, and the outswinging ball finds Dale Fry, who just has to angle it in to go up 1-0. In the 29th minute, Birmingham Damari Gray gets away with shoving Middlesbrough's Samuel Silveira in the back to get a little space on the corner and heads the ball in to tie it at one. But in the 45th plus six, Burrows Hayden Hackney fires the ball into a crowded box that deflects off a defender and gets past the keeper. Middlesbrough, 2-1 victory in this one.
Yeah, I didn't have too many notes on this. Just the deflection for the winner. Birmingham actually bested Middlesbrough on all the stats on the road, which is interesting. So I think that bodes well for Birmingham, even though they lost. I don't know. I think they're going to be a player. I know you picked them for promotion.
No, you picked them for promotion.
I did.
Yep.
Let me pat myself on the back. You hear that, folks? All right. I think despite the loss, I think that's good news for Birmingham City. Middlesbrough, they need to get back on the train. Because I think they're going to be definitely in the playoffs. What about you?
Burrow? I don't know about definitely. They fell off last season. They've had some fails this season. They are playing well though. They are, I think, second. Yeah, second right now. So I mean, it looks good for them, but I'm still kind of waiting for the bottom to fall out with them.
No, you're a non-believer. A
Yeah,
non
and they had a couple injuries because I was looking over the lineup after I watched the highlights on this. I can't remember who. Let's see if I can find his name. One player got subbed out 5 minutes into the game, and then because of injury, and then Dale Fry scores a goal in the 17th minute for Middlesbrough, and he's subbed out in the 26th minute. So I don't know what's going on if because they didn't say Dale Fry got injured, so I don't know what's going on with that. But that might be two big injuries to a starting lineup.
I'll have to look into that, but yeah, that could be big for them. I don't know what kind of depth they have.
Pak Sung Ho, the midfielder, and this is just off Google, says unable to continue. Mark Leonard replaces him. So yeah, it looks like he got hurt, and that's in the 5th minute. And then, like I said, Dale Fry gets subbed out 10 minutes after he scores a goal early in the first half.
Yeah, that's got to be an injury.
I would think so.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if their depth can hang on.
All right, Carl, last game of the weekend in the championship. We go to the race course ground where Wrexham hosted Charlton. Not much going on in this game. In the 75th minute, Charlton's Onel Hernandez hand touches the ball in the penalty area, and Josh Windass gets the goal off the penalty. 1-0 victory for Wrexham in this one.
So two notes I have. Did you notice around the field, they have those digital advertisements. They had one that was called Betty Booze. Did you see
No.
that? I Googled it. I guess it's a pre-mixed cocktail brand. But thought that was a little interesting. I don't think they have that in the States, but if they do, I'll have to that we can make that the official drink of relegators.
Sure.
Betty Booze.
Betty Boos and Spuds Bros are official.
Do they DoorDash from England to here?
Yeah,
You can just get it delivered. And then also there's a Charlton player whose last name is Coventry. Did you see that?
yes.
That is so confusing because I'll be like half watching the highlight and then like half like taking notes or like playing a Tetris or solitaire or something, and then I just hear Coventry and I'm like, wait, what game am I watching?
I'm pretty sure he scored a goal like a week or two
He
ago, when we
did.
were covering Charlton.
He sure did. So I think that man should be forced to change his name to
Or
Charlton.
play for Coventry.
Or play for Coventry. Yeah, they need to send him on a free transfer to Coventry. But yeah, besides that, not much. Yeah, Wrexham. I mean, nice home win. It was just a penalty. But two top half teams, and Wrexham takes all 3 points. So good for them.
Yep. And I did forget to mention, this is another game I put some money on, put $25 on Charlton, plus 140 as a long shot. Did not hit. So another loss for me on the weekend.
Damn.
Carl, let's go take a look at the standings. Coventry still in first place after the double fixture week at 34 points. Middlesbrough 5 points behind them at 29. Stoke City in the top spot for the playoffs at 27 points, Preston 26, Hull and Millwall tied for the final two playoff spots, 25 points each. Ipswich, Bristol City, Charlton, Derby all tied at 23 points, right behind the playoff teams. Watch out for Derby, Carl. They've won five in a row.
Holy shit.
And the Steel City campaign that we're following, Sheffield United still in relegation at 10 points. Sheffield Wednesday still with negative points at -4. Norwich sandwiched in between them for the relegation of Championship to League One.
That's So it's still lined up right now for a Stoke City Millwall playoff two-leg battle. If Stoke City wind up facing Millwall in the playoffs, then I will go to Millwall and sit in the Millwall section as a with a Stoke City jersey.
No, I don't think they let you do that.
I'll find a way. I'll have a sweatshirt on, and then I'll just rip it off and be like, "Ah, look at this! I'm Stoke City." I'll probably wind up losing my life, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, I think for the safety of the individual in the jersey, they don't do that for a reason. And there's like designated bars too, from what I
Right, I
hear.
heard that. I heard that. Yeah, like they don't let you go to the same bars.
Right.
Like how aggressive are these people?
Yeah. Well,
Like,
because
is
they're
it that
getting
serious?
trashed and
It's that serious?
apparently.
Because I went to a Raiders game and there it was Raiders Redskins. Excuse me, Raiders Natives or what is it, Commanders?
Commanders, yeah.
But yeah, they were the Redskins back then, and there were Redskins fans sitting just amongst everybody, and it was fine. Like, how is it so different over there? Like, how is it so much more aggressive with the opposing?
Well, I don't know if they still do it, but I know at least for a while they would have to go into separate entrances.
No, they still do that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's
Yeah.
nuts. Jesus, they really.
Well, they and I guess, they had the big hooligan problem in the what, 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So maybe that changed. I don't know when all that was put in place, so I don't know what happened that
Here,
sparked everything, but
I'm gonna fix this thing. I'm gonna go to Millwall during the playoffs when they're playing Stoke, and I'm gonna wear a Stoke jersey, and I'm gonna wear a sweatshirt over it, and then I'm gonna sit in the Millwall section. Then halfway through, I'm gonna rip off the sweatshirt, and I'm gonna say, "Can we just be friends? Can we just be friends?"
you're gonna get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. Let's take a look at next week's games. Got a week off for international play, and then we come back Friday, the 21st. We go to the Deepdale where Preston North End host Blackburn Rovers. Preston North End favorites in this one, +135, Blackburn +205, straight up. What do you think about this game, Carl?
This could go either way, honestly. Blackburn is, I feel like they're a mid-table team. Preston's kind of been punching above their weight. But at home, I'd definitely go Preston. What about
Yeah,
you?
I'd probably go like Preston, draw no bet depending on the odds, but yeah, I think Preston at home look good. Blackburn middle of the table, towards the bottom of the table. So, next game Saturday, CVS Arena, Coventry host West Bromwich Albion. We'll get to AJ and Jez again, so that'll be fun. Coventry big time favorites in this, -150 at home. West Brom +380 straight up. Who you got?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna go well for AJ and Jez
Yeah,
this
I
week.
think it's gonna be a lot of Jez talking this week. I don't
Yeah.
think AJ is gonna be keep it zipped.
Yeah. AJ's gonna be on the bench
It's
for
just
this
like
one.
silent goals. When the other team scores, it's just silent goals.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna hear RJ! I don't think we're hearing anything like that. So yeah, I would probably go Coventry straight up. What about you?
I'd probably go West Brom, draw no bet just because of the odds. Because yeah, I'm not taking -150. That's
Yeah. I'm not willing to, as a poor person with, not much money left, I got to be careful. I can't be playing these odds.
yeah, no, I know. Actually in real life I dumped a whole lot of money into terrible odds, but it was I couldn't pass it up. I was on DraftKings looking at the Niners and Cardinals props, and I could bet on who was gonna have more yards, CMC or Brock Purdy or Jacoby Brissett. So it
More
was just,
yards.
yeah, more yards in the game. That was the bet.
So, like, wow. I mean,
Yeah, so I obviously dumped all my money into CMC, but it's like minus 185. So I'm not getting a great return on it, but I mean that thing's all but cashed in. You know what I mean? Like,
but you're talking about, is it just rushing yards?
yeah, rushing yards.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you'd have to imagine that CMC would win that one.
Yeah, exactly.
But
So
I mean, after last week, as a CMC fantasy owner, I don't know what's going on with CMC right now, but they're like not giving him the ball. He's not doing much. I don't know if he's hurt like secretly or what still, if he's got his fucking Achilles tendonitis flaring up again or whatever, but anyway,
I did
that's
not
a story for
make
another
good about
time.
my bet. I felt great before you said that.
Yeah, look at his numbers last week.
Well, we were down most of the game last week.
But he's still a weapon.
Yeah, 12 carries, 30 yards. Wasn't great. 8 receptions, 66 yards, though.
Okay, so they're still using him in the passing
Yeah.
game.
Yeah, they just had to move it from running to
Yeah.
passing because we were down.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's move on to the next game. We go to Fratton Park where Portsmouth host Millwall. Millwall slight favorites in this one. Portsmouth plus 175 straight up. Millwall plus 160. Who you got in this one?
I don't know. After last week, I could see Portsmouth doing something.
Yeah, they've been feisty this season. Millwall definitely kind of one of those yo-yo teams, on a roll, doing well for a while, and then they kind of fall off for a couple games. So I could see Portsmouth doing something at home. But yeah,
Yeah,
I don't
and
really.
Portsmouth still is not done well.
No.
So I'd probably go Millwall, draw no bet if I had to bet. What about
Yeah,
you?
that's exactly what I was gonna say. I'd probably lean a little towards Millwall. But it wouldn't shock me at all if Portsmouth wins this game.
Yeah, there could be some money to be made there.
We go to Loftus Road where the Park Rangers host Hull City. Park Rangers, big time favorites in this, plus 115. Hull City plus 220 straight up. What do you think about this one, Carl?
I kind of like Hull City.
Yeah, they've been playing good. It's and like if you look at both teams. On the table, Hull City is way ahead of them in the
Yeah,
standings.
those odds. Give me 75 on Hull, straight up.
Yeah. Okay.
Think I'm gonna take that.
Hull City plus 125 draw no bet. Yeah, I think I'll put some money on that. Put $100 on Hull draw no bet.
Yeah, switch me to draw no bet.
All right, Carl, next game we go to Chasm Stadium where Oxford United hosts Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough, big time favorites in this. Even money straight up, plus 100. Oxford United plus 265. What say you, Carl?
I love my Bulls. But I don't know if I love them enough to. I mean, they're kind of trouble at home.
Yep.
I don't think I can go against Middlesbrough in this one.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'd like to take Oxford on maybe like a little flyer,
Yeah, maybe
but
draw no bet. That might not be bad.
yeah. Oxford plus 160 draw no bet. It's a good return. And yeah, we've seen a couple good games out of Oxford at Chasm Stadium. But I think we're starting to get in towards the fall and winter weather, and so I'm kind of anxious to see how some of these teams do in the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember from last season, it was different for some of these players, in the fall and early or late summer, versus going into the hard, cold months. I remember Josh Maja just kind of disappeared. Borges Sainz fell off. So it's definitely possible for a change to really happen with performance. I mean, I'd be willing to put down a little bit of money on Oxford draw no bet.
Yeah, a little flyer.
Give me 25 on actually give me 25 on Oxford straight up.
Big time flyer. Straight up. Gotta go back to the other odds. There we go. Oh no, it's right there. What am I doing? Plus 265. Okay. Next game, we go to King Power Stadium where Leicester hosts your Stoke City Potters, Carl. Leicester City, big time favorites, plus 105 here. Stoke, plus 260 straight up. You gonna take your boys in this one?
Oh, hell yeah. No question.
Yeah, you want some draw no bet odds?
Sure. Just
Plus
for the hell of it.
145, draw no bet.
What is it?
Plus 145.
Okay. Give me 75 on Stoke, draw no bet. You gonna do anything or?
No, I'm gonna lay off this one, but I do think you got a good chance of beating Leicester. They haven't looked great. Leicester's at home. That's about the only thing I'd say they got going for them. And they do win these games, but Leicester kind of seems like they played to their competition this season. So
Yeah.
I think because Stoke is good, high up on the table, I think they'll play up to that competition.
Yeah,
But
I
still,
could see it
I
going.
give Stoke the advantage based on what we've seen this season.
Yeah, I could see it going either way. Like, honestly. Like, anyway.
No worries, Carl. Next game, we go Sunday to Hillsboro. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Do you know why?
No.
Because it's the Steel
Oh!
City Derby.
Oh my God, this is our holy day.
It's finally come, Carl.
Oh, this is Christmas and Thanksgiving and Flag Day and
Yeah,
Columbus Day and
United
Indian.
heavy favorites on the road in this one. Plus 105 straight up. Wednesday plus 250 at home straight up. Carl, what say you?
I mean, God damn. I mean, it would be so cool to see Wednesday win this one at home. Like, I don't know, maybe the fans will show up for this one. I mean, they did sell the team.
Did they finally sell?
Yeah, I think they sold. I'll have to double check
Oh.
that. But I think I heard that
New owner bump?
it knew. Yeah. I think so. Let me look it up. Oh no. They've not been sold yet.
Oh.
They're still in administration with joint administrators managing its affairs, which includes the sale profit process. It's highly likely to occur soon with potential buyers being considered. So,
Maybe the fan base will be up for it.
yeah, I mean, I think as long as they know that the club is gonna be sold, and especially like with Sheffield United being down near them, like, I mean, it's probably no matter what, it's a Steel City Derby. Like, that's got to be something. It's got to be worth something. If I can't go into the same bar as you, if I'm an opposing fan, then these derbies still got to mean something no matter how shitty the teams are.
Right.
Am I willing to put money on Sheffield Wednesday? Woo, buddy, I don't know. I don't know. What about you?
I'm putting a flyer, $25, draw no bet.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Plus 150, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave that one to you.
So you're gonna put your money on United?
Oh, I have to bet.
That's a match of the week, dude.
God damn it. I never want to put my money on Sheffield United. I don't like them. Right, I'm gonna ride with you.
Okay, how much?
Same amount.
Okay, sounds good. Cool. All right, Carl. It's your favorite time of the week, Carl. Time to move to the Premier League.
Hit the mother loving music.
Carl, we're going to start Saturday at London Stadium where East Ham United hosted Burnley. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put your money on?
Burnley?
You put $50 East Ham United straight up plus
Oh!
115. I had $50 on Burnley and a draw no bet plus 170. In the 35th minute, Burnley are pressing and a nice cross finds Zian Fleming, who heads it in to go up 1-0. But in the 44th minute, East Ham are now pressing and Crescencio Somerville sends a ball into a crowded box that deflects and finds Callum Wilson behind the defense for the easy header. In the 77th minute, Lucas Paqueta does the same and kicks the ball into a crowd, and Tomas Susek for East Ham is in the back to tap the ball in to go up 2-1. In the 87th minute, Susek takes a long shot that's saved by the keeper, but the rebound goes right to Kyle Walker-Peters, putting East Ham up 3-1. In the 90 plus 7, East Ham's keeper Alphonse Areola can't corral a long shot, and Josh Cullen pounces for the goal for Burnley, but it's not enough, Carl. 3-2 for East Ham in this one.
Zian Fleming, my boy,
Yep.
still doing it in the Premier League.
Yep.
Nice to see. Is there possibly a Nuno effect happening?
Yeah, it's I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah, that's got to be painful to watch.
I think it's two in a row for them too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say about Forrest. Like, we've discussed the decision to fire him
Yeah.
over some interpersonal conflict, like, was just stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
And I mean, we've seen it before. I think we talked about it with the Niners, Harbaugh and York. Stupid
yeah.
shit like this always happens. And it never helps the team. It always hurts it. So,
Yeah. It's
yeah,
always just
seeing it
a
again.
Yeah, it's just a power grab
Yep.
and trying to assert dominance.
Or I guess, or everybody wants credit for the wins. I just think it's ridiculous that yeah, we get rid of him and now he's actually doing something for East Ham, possibly getting him out of relegation while
I
he's
hope
sitting in relegation. Like that's gonna be the worst. If East Ham gets out and we get sent back down, like that would be the ultimate slap in the face.
That, yeah, I mean, well, I hope it happens for just to shove it in that owner's face for Nottingham.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind shoving it in his face, but I still don't want to get relegated, so.
Yeah, it's gonna be close.
All right, Carl, let's go to Stamford Bridge where Chelsea hosted Wolves in this. In the 51st minute, Chelsea finally get on the board when Malo Gusto sneaks behind the Wolves' D and heads in the Alejandro Garnacho cross. 1-0 for Chelsea, 65th minute. Chelsea put the pressure on and João Pedro blisters the ball into the net. In the 73rd minute, Chelsea's Garnacho finds Pedro Neto streaking in front of the goal. Chelsea wins this 3-0. All three goals in the second half. Chelsea getting booed off the pitch by the fans at halftime, came out in the second half and took care of business.
Yeah, so it was I don't know which day it was exactly, but there was Remembrance Day in England. Do you notice that they're wearing like the flowers on the chest?
Yeah, it might be the same day as our Veterans Day.
And as a grocery store manager, I always tell people for Veterans Day, we have a pledge of a sale where if you died in a war, you get 10% off.
Yeah, I mean, that's just good business.
But Remembrance Day, so 80% of, I think at least 80% of the players on both these teams are not from England, and
Sure.
they have them stand like at the pitch, and they like lay down these flowers and shit,
Yeah.
and it's just like, why does someone from Ivory Coast care about some English guy that died in a war? Like, nobody cares. Like, they don't care. Who gives a fuck? But it's nice to see that another country is as stupidly patriotic as we are. I had a note that said John Stone, Jose Sa's replacement, looked good, and then that went to shit. Yeah, bring back Jose Sa. If you're gonna lose 3-0,
Yeah,
just put Jose Sa back there.
lose with style.
Yes, let him foul people and whatever. Like, let's not do this 3-0 losing with some guy named John Stone. Who cares?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
The announcer at one point said, "Wolves' back door is still locked." And I thought, man, that reminds me of most of my girlfriends.
You're stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got about on this one.
Right on. All right, final game for the weekend, Sunday at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest hosted Leeds. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. What'd you put your money on?
Probably Leeds.
Me and you both took Forest straight up,
Oh, nice.
+115. You only put 50, I put 100 on it. In the 13th minute, Leeds press the Forest defense, and Luka Mecca, or it's Mecha, excuse me, blast one past the keeper, putting Leeds up 1-0. In the 15th minute, Forest get the ball into the box, and Ibrahim Sangare finds the ball and puts it in to square it up at one. In the 68th minute, Nottingham's captain Morgan Gibbs-White heads in a nice cross from Amari Hutchinson to put Forest up 3-1. And the nail in the coffin in the 88th minute, Jack Harrison tackles Hutchinson in the box, and Forest are awarded the penalty. Elliot Anderson puts it in. 3-0 victory for Forest, getting closer to try and get out of that relegation zone.
Yeah, big win for Forest. Lucas Perry had a great two-part save, I noted.
Yep.
I also said that Forest with the colored shirts, that was the reason they're losing. But then they quickly turned the tide on Leeds. And Captain Morgan, great player for Forest. I mean, like, he's the as they say, talisman
Yeah,
for the
let's hope he
Forest.
sticks around after the transfer window opens.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean,
Yeah.
but that's a good sign that Forest is not completely done. Would you agree?
Yeah, it looks good. Sean with Dyche, I think. Yeah, he
Yeah.
got his first win as a Forest manager. It was against Leeds. So, I mean, these are the games we do have to win, but still, it's not against the top of the table competition. So who knows with that. But yeah, I mean, we needed that. We needed a win in the worst way.
Yeah, I mean, Dyche could be just the guy to
Maybe,
turn
yeah,
this
but
thing around.
I don't need another Nuno. I just need Nuno, excuse me. I just need him to get us out of relegation.
Yeah, and I think Dyche is the guy to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll
And then
see.
we can get a quality manager in the off season, but I just need
No,
a little bit out of them.
Dyche is quality.
Well, he got fired by Everton. I wouldn't call that quality.
Hey man, I got fired by Everton. You're gonna tell me not quality?
Right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. Oh, we've got some action with East Ham and Nottingham both winning this weekend. We have got some actual teams to watch going forward. East Ham in 18th, Nottingham Forest in 19th, Wolves in 20th. 10 points for East Ham, 9 for Forest, just 2 for Wolves is how it looks right now in the strike zone. Newcastle United, Fulham, Leeds United, Burnley, all in striking distance for the relegation zone. So yeah, we've got some games to look forward to this week, Carl. Saturday we're gonna go to the Turf Moor, where Burnley hosts Chelsea. Chelsea big time favorites in this, -195. Burnley +475 at home, straight up.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, $25, Burnley, give it to me.
Yeah, straight
Yeah,
up on
straight
the
up,
flyer. You want
straight
that
up,
big payout?
straight up. I want to hit the jackpot.
You want to say you knew them when?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth hosts East Ham United. Bournemouth, big time favorites in this, -155 at home. East Ham +390 straight up.
Give me East Ham, $25 straight up.
Riding the yellow wave.
I'm gonna hit one of these fucking things.
Okay. Yeah. I think Bournemouth's got this at home, so.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I'd be shocked if they
Next
didn't, but.
game, we go to Craven Cottage, where the Cottagers host Sunderland. Fulham +110 favorites in this. Sunderland +265 straight up on the road. Who you got in this one, Carl?
Oh, what's the draw no bet?
Let's find out. Fulham -210 +155 for Sunderland.
Oh man. Give me 50 on Sunderland draw no bet.
You really like
What about you?
no, I think I'd go Fulham in this, especially at home. I mean, if I was to bet on it, I'd probably take your bet, the draw no bet, for Sunderland, just because I like the draw
You know what?
insurance.
Switch me
So
to straight up.
you want straight up on Sunderland?
Yep.
Okay. All right, next game we go to Anfield, where Liverpool hosts Forest. Liverpool did big time favorites at home, -220. Nottingham Forest +500 straight up. Who you think Forest has a chance in this one, Carl?
Well, I mean, they did win at Anfield last year.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, this is a different year. I think Sean Dyche could possibly shit play his way into a draw, but and Liverpool hasn't been good right now. Like they've been
No.
or not to their standard. This is not the Liverpool team that won the Premier League a couple times. They're a little bit below that level. Kind of like Man City last year. Like I think they're
Sure.
in that tier. But I wouldn't put money on Nottingham winning at Anfield. So I think Nottingham would be happy with a draw. But I think Liverpool is probably going to win. What about you?
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but yeah, I'm gonna throw a flyer on Forrest. $25, draw no bet. That's +400, so really good
Oh, wow.
odds. Yeah, if we pull out the another Anfield victory, really good odds. So, and they're my boys, so I'm gonna support them.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
All
Gotta
right,
do
next.
it.
Yeah, what's that?
Gotta do it.
Next game, we go to Molineux Stadium where Wolves host Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace, big time favorites in this. -105 on the road. Wolves +285 at home, straight up. Carl, you think Wolves got a shot against Palace?
No. Absolutely not. No. There's never been any team ever that since we've been doing the show that I believe in less than Wolves.
They're pretty bad. They're pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
this
with you.
I mean you have to assume they're gonna sneak out a victory somewhere
Yeah,
during the
of
season.
course. Of course. Yeah, just like, again, if I was probably gonna bet, if I was to bet this, I'd probably go draw no bet on the Wolves just for odds sake. But yeah, I don't really, they look awful. I mean, maybe the week off helped them out, but I don't think so. I think these guys are going to be mathematically eliminated fairly quickly.
Yeah, no, they are championship bound.
Yeah.
They're gonna be playing with Nottingham Forest next year.
Shut up.
Yeah,
They're playing with Nottingham Forest this season, you douchebag.
they're buddies. They just want to go down together. They just want to go down on each other.
No, shut up. Next game, we go to St. James's Park where Newcastle United hosts Man City. Newcastle +230 to win straight up on this. Man City +105, big time favorites in this. Who do you got, Carl?
This is at Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle at St. James's Park.
Oh boy. That's a tough one. I could see this going either way. I mean, Man City, I think they're seem like they're coming on a bit strong lately. Let me take a look at the form.
They've been playing better. I think their competition's been pretty weak too, but Haaland is just tearing it up right now for him.
Yeah. So I'd go Man City.
Yeah, I'd probably take Man City in this. If I was betting, I'd probably have to take Newcastle, draw no bet. But yeah, I like Man City in this one as well. Newcastle's fallen off since selling Isak, so.
Yeah, they're a different team. I mean, they're gonna be mid-table at best.
All right, Carl, let's move to the last game of the weekend. On Sunday, we go to Elland Road where Leeds United host Aston Villa. Villa, small favorites in this, +135 straight up. Leeds United +210 at home. What do you think about this game, Carl?
Is a tough one. I'd probably go Villa. Draw no bet would probably be not very good odds, but I'd probably have
Yeah.
to go Villa. What about you?
I think I'd take Leeds in this. At home, they've got to win some games. Villa's a good spot to take one,
Yeah. Could be.
Villa's been, they started out awful and slowly rising, but they're not world beaters by any means this season. So, I think like you were talking about, Wolves have to win one. They're going to win some. So, of the games that Leeds can win, I think Villa at home is one of them.
I mean, Villa's won 5 out of 6.
Yeah. No, they've definitely got themselves out of the hole.
Yeah, so they're back to where I think we expected them to be. They're right out of European competition. They're in sixth. So I think I'm gonna trust Villa to continue their
Yeah.
winning ways. And Leeds is a decent team, but I think the Premier League might just be a little bit too much for them.
It might. Yeah. All right, Carl, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. I missed you in the weekend fixtures for championships. So you only had two games that you bet on this week. You went 2-0-0. You won yourself
No.
$110 this weekend, putting you at 847.25 with a record of 24-10-27. I went 1-0-3, lost $55. We swapped places here. I'm down to $790.72 left, and my record is 24-10-34. But I'll make up that ground after all the long shots you threw out this week.
Hey, you know, I mean, if there's a time to throw your money away, it's when you're up top. You hear me, Bezos? That's how you do it.
Yeah. Is that how we did it?
Yep.
All right, Carl. Well, it's been fun. Thank you for joining me again this week. Thank you all at home for joining us again this week. We'll be back next week for another episode of the Relegators. Carl, say bye.
All right, y'all. Slam your hams. Choke your chickens. Tussle your turkeys. And have a good week. I'll see you next week.